Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Pradeep Khurana, the Managing Director of ContinuServe, a leader in IT and finance business process outsourcing. Mr. Khurana, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate your taking out a moment to be with us here today. So to kick things off, tell us about ContinuServe and what type of services you provide to other businesses. Let's roll things out here with that question today.
Yeah, we provide back office services for other companies. So this is all the nitty-gritty stuff that companies have to do to pay their vendors, to bill their customers, to do their accounting, to make sure that they're getting the inventory that they need, all of that back office type of operation. We provide the systems and a lot of those services to companies that really want to focus on their front office operations. So, you know, a lot of companies, if possible, would like to spend a lot of their time focused on their clients and thinking about new products and new innovations and less time on some of the drudgery that happens in the back office. So we like to say that your back office is what we say to our customers. Your back office is our front office. So for ContinuServe, that's the focus that we have, is all these back office operations.
Yeah, certainly an awesome service that you do provide. Somebody's got to do it, and you're certainly making that happen. Tell us more about carve-out transactions and provide a recent example, if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. So a carve-out is when a bigger company sells off a division or a business line, and that division or business line becomes a standalone business. And when that happens, this new business often doesn't come with the back office systems and the back office processing, because that stays with the bigger parent company. So when a carve out occurs, they either have to stand up their own back office systems and back office processes, which means installing lots of software and getting it to work right, hiring a bunch of people to work in the back office. And that can be really expensive, especially if the new company, the spinoff, is small. And so rather than building all of those systems and, you know, kind of doing all that processing themselves and spending all that money and time, a carve out will often sign up with ContinuServe, because we offer those services on an on-demand basis, so that, you know, if your business goes up, you know, there's more, they can just tap into our services. If it goes down, then we can reduce capacity. But rather than building all that stuff, all those back office capabilities themselves, carve out, sign up with ContinuServe, and we provide it as an on-demand service.
Certainly appreciate your sharing that example. That helps us better understand more about carve out transactions. Good stuff there. Now, tell us about your recent partnership with Amazon Web Service.
Yeah. So, one of the challenges with doing a carve out is that there's big time pressure. So once the carve out has been announced, there's basically a clock starts ticking in terms of how much time the carve out has to get off of the parent company's computer systems and get off of their processing services. And the partnership that we just entered into with Amazon allows us to use Amazon Web Services and to use a special team they have and special tools they have, so that we can quickly stand up that back office infrastructure for the carved out entity. So basically it allows us to essentially cut the time almost in half that it would take to set up the new systems and the new processes for the carved out entity. And that's a huge, huge advantage for the buyer, both in terms of cost. So the buyer who's actually purchasing the carve out, there's a big penalty for staying on the parent company's systems. And the faster you get off, you're basically not stuck paying those penalties. So that's a huge advantage. And also it just reduces a ton of the risk of things going wrong, because working with Amazon and it's almost like a SWAT team, we can get those systems up and running very quickly and at a higher likelihood of success. So it's a great mechanism for the buyers of carve out to reduce both the cost and the risk associated with purchasing the carved out entity.
Mr. Carano, really informative so far, and really appreciate you're joining us here today on behalf of ContinueServe. Today we're speaking with Mr. Pradeep Khurana, the Managing Director of ContinueServe, a leader in IT and finance business process outsourcing. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, the private equity world is a niche for sure. How did you find your calling in this field?
Yeah, well, we were... One thing is that we work a lot with mid-market companies. So those are companies that are kind of in the $50 million up to a couple of billion dollars in revenue range. So that's really the focus of ContinueServe, and we're kind of set up to really serve that market well. And, you know, that there is a lot of private equity activity with companies of that size, just more. And like a lot of those companies used to be privately owned or family owned 20, 30 years ago. And now if you look at the ownership structure of it, a lot more are private equity owned. That's because that's where the capital has flown, you know, over the last 20, 30 years. And they're just, in a lot of cases, now the predominant owners of businesses in that sector, in the mid-market sector. So that's one reason that we, you know, just happen to work a lot with private equity firms. Our start in terms of working with private equity firms was, you know, relationships that, you know, some of the folks at the company had with people who worked in private equity, primarily, you know, helping with operations of private equity portfolio companies. So that's really kind of how we got our start. Our first few projects were with, you know, Bain Capital and the Gores Group, and we had some relationships there, and that's how we kind of got the juice going with the private equity firms that we work with.
That is pretty awesome, and thanks for sharing some of the highlights there to help us understand how you found your calling in this space. Now, tell us also, I'd be curious, what is your perspective on the current private equity market right now?
Great question. Well, I think they are probably a little frustrated right now because I think at this moment in time, you know, in 2020, with the COVID pandemic going on, I think just from a business perspective, I'm sure a lot of them care about what's going on generally, but from a business perspective, I'm thinking, and I know a lot of them felt like or feel that valuation should be a lot lower out there right now. So they are thinking they should have been able to pick up some good deals because of the circumstances. And shockingly, valuations are probably much higher than they would like. I think they thought they were going to get some good deals going. And, you know, it hasn't happened yet. It may still, but I think there's some frustration for them right now.
Pradeep, really appreciate your sharing your perspective on the current private equity market. Certainly can understand the frustration with all the things that are going on in the world today. And certainly, hopefully we can get on the other side of that and looking to see more positive and wonderful things and a brighter future in all regards. As we conclude today, one last question. If you would provide one tip to entrepreneurs tuning in your industry.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, as an entrepreneur, it's pretty easy to get distracted. There's lots of things you have to focus on. There's, you know, the nuts and bolts of the business. There's, you know, employee matters, administrative matters. There's, you know, competitors. I mean, my advice is, you know, and especially when you get confused, that what you should do is always focus on your customers. That's the key. What do they need? How can you make them successful? I believe that if you can make your customer successful, your success will follow. So whenever you feel confused, you don't know how to prioritize things, let that be your guide. And I know you'll be successful.
Certainly timely and sound advice coming from you and per your expertise in your field. And we really appreciate you taking a moment to be with us here today to give us some insight and to inform us along the lines of your company, ContinueServe. Where can listeners get more information on ContinueServe online? And also, how could they best be in touch as well?
Yeah, you know, go to our website. It's www.continueserve.com. And that's C ConTinueServe.com. So there's no E after that first U. So it's ContinueServe.com.
And that certainly works, and we'll drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further help as well. Again, Mr. Khurana, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success to you and the company.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Pradeep Khurana, the Managing Director of ContinueServe, a leader in IT and finance business process outsourcing. And for all the details, visit ContinueServe.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.